love goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night. When dreams become...
Ah, yes. When you hear that song, you know it's time for the divorce hour. Hello. This is not Larry Bloom, but an incredible simulation thereof. Larry is having one of those New York moments, stuck in a cab, trying to come uptown. He will be here shortly, but I am very, very happy to say that on the line with us today, we have the famous couples counselor and author, Dr. Susan Johnson, author of the book Hold Me Tight, Seven Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. Dr. Johnson, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, great. Yeah, nice and loud, too. Like that. So, Dr. Johnson, until Larry gets here, which he'll be here very soon, I always like to start off my show, and I don't think Larry would object if I start off his show, kind of just asking you some questions, just some background. I always like to ask people kind of, you know, where you started and how you got to where you are. So what sort of motivated you to write this book, and sort of, you know, how did you decide to become a couples counselor?
Well, I started off basically a long time ago working with emotionally disturbed kids and working with families that had problems. And I was very intrigued and I was fascinated and I knew I wanted to be a psychologist. Mm. And I'd done sort of almost every kind of therapy, but I'd never seen couples. And right at the end of my clinical training, I was in a situation where I was put in an agency. Suddenly they had a lot of very sick staff, and they said, well, you're pretty experienced, so what we want you to do is we want you to, instead of doing the things that students or, you know, people who are finishing their doctorate usually do, we want you to just come in and pick up all these really distressed couples and work with them. So I was, I think I was pretty naive. I thought, well, I've done every other kind of therapy. I've worked with families and groups and individuals, and so this will be, how hard can this be? And I went in and started working with these couples, and I was fascinated, appalled, intrigued, overwhelmed, completely captured at the power of the stuff that was in front of me, how in these discussions that were going on in these sessions, people were struggling with the most enormous hurt and pain. They were struggling with their most basic needs, their most basic ways of dealing with their emotions, their most basic ways of seeing themselves, because half the fights, you know, they'd start off being about some pragmatic issue, but within 2 seconds they'd be really about whether you were okay as people and, you know, what kind of person you were and whether you were lovable or whether you were a real schmuck and, you know, all the crimes you'd committed in the relationship and, you know, what was wrong with your genetic history, not just you, but your whole family history. So I was fascinated and intrigued, and then I realized that I didn't know what I was doing. And I went out into the literature. This was in the beginning of the 80s.
Okay.
And I had a look around to look at all that. And I couldn't really find anything in the literature besides stuff about teaching couples communication skills. And, you know, so I dutifully went in and tried to do that. But the trouble was the emotion was much too strong. And the couples also didn't want to go through these motions of the communication skills. They wanted to prove each other wrong. And they were caught in some huge struggle that if I was really honest, I didn't really understand. You know, I understood it. I mean, I could read all the romance novels and, you know, we're all the struggle to find true love is part of our culture for thousands of years. But on another level, I didn't really understand this huge drama that was going on. So I got completely transfixed. I got completely obsessed with it. And I started taping my couples and watching them. And gradually, basically, I started to put together, I started to understand that there were certain things I did that seemed to help. And that when I did these things, specifically help people talk about their emotions in particular ways, that it seemed to change the relationship, and the couple seemed to get better. But I still didn't really understand what I was doing. I started doing research. We started showing that this stuff could really help. It's called emotionally focused couples therapy. Mm. And if the listeners want to look at the professional website, it's the easiest way to do it is to look at EFT.ca, because it started in Canada. I'm a Canadian professor at Canadian University. I also have a professorship in the U.S. In San Diego with Alliant University. But I started studying them, and we started realizing that something we were doing was really working. We were getting really good research results, better than the other people in the field, and that's still true 30 years later.
Wow.
But we didn't really understand what we were doing. And then I started to realize that what I was looking at in this drama was really not that different from what I'd seen when I was working with families. It was the same drama. It was the same drama as happened between a mother and a child, basically, right, except it had sexual overtones and it was put in adult terms. And I started to realize that the drama that was happening in front of my eyes was all about people's struggle to create a secure emotional bond with each other, and about what happened to them when they couldn't find this safe emotional connection, and how really, for us as mammals with our mammalian brain, not being able to find that safe emotional connection with someone we love is the equivalent to falling off a cliff. Our brain interprets that as massively dangerous. It's a danger cue. And, you know, when people feel they're falling off cliffs, they're not particularly good at communicating or able to negotiate or thinking straight or giving their partner compassion. So I started to feel that I understood what was going on. And just as I was doing that, starting to write about it, my colleagues in social psychology started this whole new science, which in the last 15 years has completely mushroomed, you know, which is all about adult love and bonding. And they started to write about adult attachment, and now, which fits beautifully with our research.
Right.
And now the research on adult love and bonding and attachment is absolutely skyrocketing. What's fascinating to me is the media don't seem to pick it up very much.
No, not at all.
For me, it's a whole new science that can really translate into helping couples avoid divorce, create secure bonds. And I don't know whether it's seen as somehow too academic or what, but, you know, The Times did just a few months ago put out a special edition on love and romance, and I rushed out and got the book, and they don't mention all this stuff once, which fascinates me. But from our point of view, our research ties beautifully into this new science of love and this new understanding of what love's all about. Mm. And at this point, you know, what I wanted to do in writing Hold Me Tight was I was getting massively frustrated, because as a researcher and a clinician, and I go and I train clinicians all over the world and all over the U.S., as a researcher and a clinician, I was getting totally frustrated that the public weren't getting any of this at all. It wasn't anywhere. I would go to the bookstores, I would look, and I would see Dr. Phil giving a few bits of advice, and I think this is a craziness, and somebody's got to write this book. But I'm an academic and a researcher, so I don't write books for the public. And finally, I thought, this is ridiculous. Yeah. I've got to write this book. So 2 years ago, I wrote Hold Me Tight.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is it's a synopsis of all this new science of love and of our work translating this new science of love into interventions for couples, our research in the last 20 years. So I've tried to put it into a format that couples can understand and can read for themselves, basically, although we've also developed a Hold Me Tight marriage education program, relationship education program, and I believe actually some of my colleagues in New York are starting to offer that.
Oh, great.
Couples. They could probably go on our website, you know, and find out about that on the www.holdmetight.com website. Or they could call our institute in Ottawa. But it's being offered all over the U.S., and we're getting amazing results. We haven't done formal research yet. Just came out last year.
Okay.
But we're getting fantastic feedback from people that this really makes a difference. So
fantastic. Well, Sue, I'd like you to just hold on a minute. We need to take a bit of a commercial break. And
sure.
When we come back, we'll be joined by Larry Bloom. So please hold on.
Okay.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello. I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hello, Dr. Johnson. It's Larry Bloom. I am so sorry that I'm late.
Just fine. Don't worry.
That's part of the problem of being a practicing attorney. Sometimes the judges just won't let you go.
Hey.
Unlike some spouses who do let you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were asked this question by Sam, who was good enough to start this interview for me, but I know you have credentials up the wall. But if you could briefly give us some of your background so that My listeners aren't thinking you're just some fly-by-night person that I picked up on the street.
Yeah, I did talk about... Oh, there's an echo here. But I did talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Basically, though, I didn't say much about my formal qualifications. I'm a clinical psychologist and researcher at the University of Ottawa in Canada and at San Diego, Alliant University in San Diego. And in terms of research, I research couple relationships, how to shape and improve couple relationships, how to help couples deal with trauma, like, war vets or people who've been dealing with cancer, that kind of thing. I've done a lot of extensive research and received a whole bunch of awards for that over the last 30 years. And a lot of what I do now is I keep doing my research, but I travel around the world training therapists. We have 10 centers in North America that are linked with my institute in Ottawa and the center in San Diego. And we do a lot of professional training and, you know, create training tapes for therapists, teach other people about relationships. And in the last couple of years, I've also become impatient with the fact that nobody's really talking in a coherent way about this whole new science of love and bonding that's developed in the last 15 years to the public. So just because I had nothing to do on my weekends, I decided to take that on, which was a little bit rash, I think. And I put out a book called Hold Me Tight 2 years ago. And we've developed relationship education program based on that now.
And you also have a number
but,
of...
That's sort of what I do. I've worked with the U.S. military to create a program for post-deployment couples. We've worked with the New York Fire Department in your beautiful city.
Post-9/11?
And most of my time as a professional training other professionals, doing research into how to help couples, and writing about couples. So I guess I must be obsessed with this.
That's not a bad obsession. I'm obsessed with breaking them up. So, and what
right.
I found when I started doing this show, I actually started as a guest on my friend's show talking about marriage preservation and the importance of prenuptial agreements.
Yes.
So interviewing you and having read your book, because one of my listeners actually suggested it to me.
Oh, wasn't that nice?
Yeah, I was enthralled by it. Now, this is your, let's call it mass marketing. This is your general public book. You also have written a number of textbooks, is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, I mean, my main, really, I've only gone into the trying to reach the public in the last couple of years. Mostly, my work has been about training professionals. I wrote a book on working with trauma couples, for example. A lot of my work has been not only just helping couples hold on to their relationships, but helping couples hold on to each other when they're absolutely swept away by the tsunami of trauma, whether that trauma is someone gets cancer or a child dies or a child gets very sick or, somebody has to go to war, somebody gets in a car accident. So I became completely fascinated by how if you do create a safe, secure bond with your partner, that not only translates into a better, lasting marriage and a happier family, it translates into you as an individual being stronger and more resilient. The closer and more secure your connection with your partner, all the research says, the more able you are to deal with stress, the more able you are to bounce back when life gets too big for you. So a lot of my life is spent talking to professional therapists, creating resources to teach professional therapists how to do couple therapy, writing about that. Really, talking to the public is kind of new for me, you know. It's kind of, in a way, it's sort of a whole nother piece.
But it's an important piece, because it's very important.
There's no point in us having a science of love if nobody knows about it.
Okay, fair enough. The science of love. And in your book, you actually show that it's a science.
Yes.
And some of the research was involving parent-child attachment theory and extending that over to adult love.
That's right.
And could you explain that?
Well, I think we didn't understand this real whole process of bonding. You know, we got all caught up in romantic love and how strong it was and how intoxicating it was. But really, scientists didn't go in and really look at the whole issue of human bonding until, about the 1960s, 70s. And what happened was they looked at mothers and children. They say, okay, this is the most obvious place to start. Let's look at the bonds between mothers, not even fathers and children, mothers and infants. And they started studying that and understanding that this was the most incredibly powerful bond, that if you watch a mother and a child, these people are not just having a chat. They are interacting in very powerful ways where when, you know, the mother raises her left eyebrow, it looks, the baby's whole face changes. And what we know now is the baby's heart rate changes. His immune system can switch on and off. The chemistry in his brain changes. We're starting to understand the power of these interactions between people we depend on. And a very brilliant man called John Bowlby.
Who we're going to talk about when we come back.
That.
Doctor, I have sponsors. I have to meet my sponsors' obligations. So when we come back, we're going to talk about Dr. John Bowlby, and then we're going to talk about how that parent-child bonding goes into adult love.
Okay,
I am Larry
that.
Bloom. We are here on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Dr. Johnson, Larry Bloom here. We are talking about your book, Hold Me Tight, Seven Conversations for a Lifetime of Love.
Right.
And the first time I read it, which was only a few weeks ago, I just read it for pleasure. And then I saw at the end of the book something about a website. I went to the website, I hit the Contact Us button, and never figuring you would respond, I asked for this interview, and I'm so happy that you responded. And now I've been rereading it for the purpose of, being able to ask you an intelligent question.
Hey.
And there are a number of things that I want to talk about, but I know we were in the middle about talking about Dr. John Bowlby, I believe was his name, and his study. So why don't we briefly talk about that, and then I want to get into the meat of why I want to talk to you.
Well, what John Bowlby basically did was look at this incredible connection that happens between a mother and child and said, let's look at the patterns in this connection. Let's understand what goes on here. Let's understand how this connection is so powerful. And what we know now, all these years later, is it's powerful enough that the quality of the interactions between a mother and a child actually has impact on the brain development of the child, and certainly shows the child how to deal with their emotions and how to connect with their world. So this was the beginning of us understanding the power of these bonds, that they're not just, you know, sentimental things that we celebrate on birthdays and Valentine's Day, that there's something to do with the fact that we're mammals and our mammalian brain is wired for connection. And so John Bowlby started understanding these bonds, but really we certainly weren't ready in our society to acknowledge the fact that romantic love isn't just a sexual fever or infatuation, that for many people that's just the beginning. After the infatuation, what happens is that romantic love is all about creating these powerful emotional bonds. And round about the 1990s, a whole bunch of social psychologists, Phil Shaver in California, for example, started saying, well, let's look at adults. Adults really aren't that different. Adults are, you know, they don't need as much touch as a baby. They don't always need to be with their partner. They sort of can carry an image of a picture of their partner around in their mind. So, and also there's a different kind of sexual element there. But let's look at adults in terms of this bonding. And basically over the last 15 years, we've started to understand that really you never grow out of this need for a safe, secure emotional bond. It goes from the cradle to the grave. And all the new research on bonding between adults has really helped us understand how to work with couples and how if you can have certain kinds of emotional connection with your partner, you can create that emotional safety between the two of you. The other problems in a relationship are really, really sort of fall away. You know, in our first research study, we realized that when we helped couples have certain kind of connection that we call a hold-me-tight conversation, that once they were able to do this, they suddenly were able to solve all kinds of pragmatic problems together. They were able to negotiate. They were able to deal with differences. They were able to have a better sexual relationship because, you know, sexual relationship everywhere except the great Hollywood silver screen, you do need to be able to communicate.
You
have
definitely
a good sexual
need
relationship
that's
over time.
What sex is all about,
and
that's
pretty hard to do if you don't feel emotionally safe with each other. So this research has just skyrocketed in the last 15 years. And at this point, you know, I stand up at conferences sometimes and say, love between adult partners really isn't a mystery anymore. We know how it goes wrong. We know how to set it right. We know how powerful it is. You know, it's like a neural duet between partners. And some people think that this is wonderful and hopeful and terrific and, you know, gives us new hope. And other people tell me, I went and gave a talk in Paris about 18 months ago, and basically, the Parisians were most offended by this. told me, no, you can't have a science of love. Love is supposed to be a mystery. And if you treat it as a science and really help people understand these bonds, somehow you're going to lose the mystery. I don't think so. I think what I see in my couples that we work with is that when they start to understand what goes wrong in a relationship and how they can actually reach for each other and talk about their needs and create this safe bond, what happens is all the things we associate with the mystery of love, the excitement, the passion, the caring, goes up. You know, so I think we're really starting, it's a whole new field, it's a whole new era for relationships and for us understanding relationships and for understanding how much we need them.
Okay, thank you. I have a bunch of questions which I put away because I really want to know this one. You're married to someone and they won't talk to you.
Yes.
What do you do?
Well, that is a huge one. And I think what we understand is that most of the time when somebody's doing that, it's because they are completely overwhelmed and they are shutting down because they are just, basically, they're scared to death. They're scared to death of saying the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing. They're scared to death that you're going to get angry at them. They're scared to death of hearing that they've disappointed you. But the tricky part is they shut down to protect themselves, and sometimes because they think that that's the way to stop the fight, actually stop you being angry.
And what it
does
is...
But what they don't realize and what this new science tells us is that there's, you know, so many ways that you can just push your spouse over the edge. And we always think about conflict. We think, oh, well, the worst thing is to shout at your partner and get angry. But actually what this new research says is if you really want to push somebody right over the edge who cares about you and who needs to be close to you, if you just totally shut down and turn away and shut them out, basically their brain is wired by millions of years of evolution to go into a panic.
And I think that's what you talk about.
You can think about it that we can shut down for all kinds of reasons. What we don't understand is that when we do that, our partner just experiences that we're gone. They can't reach us. We're gone. They experience it that we're indifferent. They can't find us anywhere. And literally, they start. What usually happens is they start pushing harder and harder and getting angrier and angrier to get us to respond. And this isn't because they're strange or they've got some sort of mental illness or they don't have any skills. It's because they're a mammal. And that's the way our brain is wired. When we're bonded with somebody, the most important thing is that we can get them to respond to us. Literally, if we call, they'll come. That's a survival mechanism built in millions of years ago into our brain. And so, you know, if I get upset with you and I start calling to you and all you see is anger on my face, perhaps you don't hear the hurt underneath the anger, and I start calling to you and you just turn away and shut down and shut me out, I'm going to get more and more and more upset. And there's research with mothers and babies on this where actually it's even easier to see than with adult lovers. Still pretty easy to see then, but with mothers and babies, it's called still face experiments. And psychologists just sit a baby in a chair, and the mother and the baby are interacting, and then the psychologist says to the mother, turn away and then stop. Just don't do anything mean. Just stop. Just keep your face still. Stop talking. Stop moving your face. Don't give the baby any signals. And what you see within about, oh, matter of seconds, is the baby starts to have a meltdown. The baby gets massively distressed. Baby tries to get the mother to respond, just like we do in adult relationships. And often we get critical at that point, right? Why won't you talk to me? The baby tries to get the mother to respond, and you just watch the baby. The baby basically gets more and more agitated and upset because this responsiveness, this desire to have the people we count on turn and respond to us, what John Bowlby said all those years ago was, this is the most basic need we have. This is more powerful than sex or aggression in human beings. We have to have
attachment
and to know that we can connect to this other person that we matter to, or we're just too vulnerable in the world. The world's just too dangerous a place. We don't have huge claws. And
Doctor, we're going to talk more about this in a couple of minutes, but I want you to think about this going into the break. How do you get that silent partner, and I mean that very literally, the silent partner, to buy into the hold me tight philosophy?
Okay.
We're going to come back in a couple of minutes with Dr. Sue Johnson. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here on TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind over matter, health and fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Johnson, are you back with me?
Yes, I am.
Great. So what do we do with that silent partner? How do we get him or her on board?
Well, what we basically do in our approach, which what we show in our research is that emotionally focused couples therapy, and by the way, you have an EFT center in New York. You can find that on our website. Emotionally focused couples therapy moves 7 out of 10 couples out of serious distress into, you know, the place where they're not distressed anymore and they feel more secure in their bond.
And what happens to the other 30%?
Basically, what we do is, first of all, we help both partners see the dance that they're caught in, and that this dance basically scares the hell out of both of them. You know, that the shut down, withdrawn partner is basically shutting down as a coping mechanism and doesn't understand that by doing that, he's constantly triggering his partner into feelings abandoned and lonely and enraged and upset and scared. He doesn't understand that. And we help the partner who's pursuing and trying to get this person to respond. Often they get so frustrated, they get really critical and blaming. We help them see that, in fact, they're caught in this dance where they're constantly scaring the more withdrawn partner, telling the more withdrawn partner you're disappointing, basically giving rejecting messages. And we help both people see that they're caught in this dance, and it's nobody's fault.
Is that the protest polka?
Yes.
Okay, hey, got it.
If you've been reading the book.
Twice.
It's nobody's fault. They both get caught in this dance. It's kind of like we say to them, you know, we haven't understood love. Why should we expect that we would all be able to do it? But if we do understand it and we understand the basic steps and patterns in the dance, then that gives us power. That helps us say, oh, look, guys, it's not that he's trying to make you feel bad or that she's trying to do you in and tell you what a dreadful person you are. You're both vulnerable people that have these needs for closeness and connection and reassurance, and you're caught in this dreadful dance where the more you poke him, the more he shuts down and turns away, the more he shuts down and turns away, the more you poke him. And we know that this particular dance predicts divorce incredibly well, right? And so we help people see the dance, and we tell people what love's about so they understand what's going on. And we help people talk about what's underneath this, which is, you know, most withdrawers, whether it's male or female withdrawers, if you help them talk about this and talk about their softer feelings, they will tell you things like, I shut down because I don't know what to do, because everything I do is wrong, because I just feel so helpless and hopeless, I just give up, I just stand still, because every time I try to move in the dance, she gets more upset or he gets more upset, I don't think I'll ever be enough, I'm scared, I feel rejected, I feel small.
And how does the other side feel?
Stand still. And when they start to tell their partner that, their partner starts to understand that they're not just trying to shut them out and be mean to them, that they're literally caught in this terrible coping mechanism. So withdrawers start to be able to come out and talk about their feelings in a new way, understand the dance they're caught in, and realize that they can change the dance. That's the thing. You're not going to come turn around and get reengaged in a relationship if you don't feel that you have some understanding of how to do that and you don't feel you have some power to change the relationship.
Doctor, you said something that really hit home with me. You can change the dance.
That's right.
You can never change the partner. Well, you can change the partner, but you can't change what's going on in somebody else's head. All you can do is change the way you deal with things. And I think that's the most enlightening thing I got out of your book.
Yeah.
And your book is told, I mean, there's some dry stretches, but basically it's an anecdotal. And it's case histories, and it's fascinating. How can my listeners get a copy of your book?
Oh, well, the easiest way to do it is simply to go on Amazon.
Oh, that's the way I did
it. Go on Amazon.com, Hold Me Tight, 7 Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. They also have it in the bookstores. They keep running out, they tell me. They have it in the bookstores, you know, Barnes & Noble, all the bookstores. You're big guys in New York. There's a New York center where you can find an EFT therapist and people to talk to about EFT. And you can look that up on our website, www.eft.ca. You'll find a link to the New York Center. But basically, you can get it on Amazon. And we also have a DVD that goes with the book that shows you 3 couples working through the book. And that one, at the moment, you can only get from my institute in Ottawa. But you can find all those addresses on the websites. And it's interesting what you're talking about because I get a lot of emails from men. You know, the traditional idea is that men don't read these kinds of books. Men don't like relationship books. And men don't want to talk about their relationship. We get a lot of emails from men who tell us that they really like Hold Me Tight, that they don't feel blamed in this. And indeed, we work with men in cultures where shutting down and withdrawing is absolutely required. We work with firemen, policemen, we work with the U.S. Marine Corps, you know, and these men do have to know how to shut their feelings down and withdraw in their jobs. The tricky part is that if they try to live their whole lives from that place, they start to fall apart. You know, they become anxious and depressed. And, of course, their relationships go all to hell. You know, it's you need to be able to shut down your emotions in certain situations to cope and, you know, to certainly if you're in war, you need to be able to shut down your emotions at certain times. The tricky part is we can't live there, and we certainly can't learn how to have a safe, loving bond with our partner when we can't talk about our softer emotions. The essence of a Hold Me Tight conversation is that people are able to turn and talk about their fears and their needs in a way that helps the partner come close. Our research says that if you can do that, if you can have that conversation, then, you know, you can shape your relationship into a secure bond, and you can deal with differences, with the things that most people say are the reasons why, you know, people divorce. I mean, I've heard people say, oh, people divorce because they have differences and they fight about the kids and about money. My response is, no, there's only really one reason why people divorce. People divorce because they cannot find a way to have this safe emotional connection. And, you know, in some ways, why would we know how to do that? Most of us never saw our parents have that. It's like a dance we've never even seen.
I know. And, you know, it's funny because having read the book, I know that your parents didn't have the greatest relationship in the world.
That's right.
My parents didn't have the greatest relationship in the world.
Right.
And I can only say that maybe half a dozen times in my life have I ever seen relationships that are, that work so well that you know that they were meant to be together.
Right.
Doctor, we have to come back in a minute. I think we have our last segment together.
Okay.
I want to talk about demon dialogues. I want to talk about free and flee. Is that what it's called?
Freeze and free.
I can't read my own notes. Freeze and you know, that's the problem. Normally I have them typed out, but today I hand wrote them. Freeze and flee.
We should talk about forgiveness too, maybe.
We can talk about forgiveness, and we're not going to get everything in on the show. I'm hoping you're going to come back and do another one with me.
Sure.
But right now, stay tuned. I'm talking with Dr. Susan Johnson, author of Hold Me Tight, 7 Conversations for a Lifetime of Love. Here on the Divorce Hour, I am Larry Bloom at TalkingAlternative.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Baby, let me be.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
Unchain my heart.
'Cause you don't care about me.
Unchain my heart.
You got me sort of like a pillowcase.
Dr. Johnson, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're back with Dr. Susan Johnson. What is a demon dialogue?
Well, I coined that phrase because I thought of it as a dialogue that, like a demon, comes in and takes over your relationship. And what we know from all the research is there's 3 demon dialogues that couples get stuck in. One is pretty short, and people can't keep it up for long, and it happens a lot. And it's basically, I call it find the bad guy. And that's just where you attack each other. And really, if you listen to it, most times what it's about is people are saying, we're unhappy, we feel lonely and disconnected, and it's your fault. It's nothing to do with me, it's your fault. And so they have this interaction that's really about blaming each other, where they basically say, this is all your fault. People can't keep that up. It's too distressing. It fills their body with cortisol. It's too much.
I'm sorry,
but
it fills...
That happens, and the happy couples can sort of recover from that. The second biggest one that can go on for years and that takes over your relationship and predicts divorce is called the protest polka. And that's what we were talking about before, where basically what you have is one person who's feeling isolated and alone and can't connect, who's pushing, and it ends up getting pushy and critical and saying, why won't you talk to me? You never talk to me. How come you don't talk to me? And the other person feels blamed and helpless and hopeless, like we talked about before, and withdraws. And the more this person withdraws and shuts down and feels rejected, the more alone the other person feels. And this kind of push-pull, attack, withdraw pattern can go on for years and leaves people feeling very isolated and alone, and it predicts divorce. And that's kind of the one that most people have in their relationship that can sort of take over and go on forever. It sort of keeps itself going, if you know what I mean. It just has its own self-perpetuating loop built into it. And the other one is that after a while, with the one I'm talking about, the protest polka, people start to just numb out. They just start to numb out and give up and burn out. And then what happens is you get the third conversation, which is freeze and flee. And there it looks like everyone's just withdrawn. Nobody's talking to anybody. But if you listen to them talk about the story of the relationship, what you hear is that until recently, one person was pursuing, the other person was shutting down and shutting them out. And now what's happened is they've gone into burnout. And if you stay in that freeze and flee, it's the prelude to a divorce. It's about giving up. And what we do is we show people these patterns and we say to them, here, you're caught in this. You're both caught in it. You both trigger each other into it. It's nobody's fault. You know, you're caught in it because, you know, you have this mammalian brain and you have these strong emotions and we haven't understood the dance of love. And you help people see the pattern and move out of it. And what I was talking about before is we help people move into a much more positive pattern of connection that we call a hold me tight conversation.
I never did ask you what a hold me tight question.
Positive pattern, once they can create that safety, they can also go back and heal the wounds and injuries that happened in those previous maybe years of the protest polka. We have just done some research in the last few years on forgiveness, things like everything from affairs to moments when you really need a partner and they're not there for you.
Oh, don't I know that one.
And you need them to come to the hospital and they don't come.
Dr. Johnson, we do have to
talk
about that.
Or you have a miscarriage and they're busy, you know, they're not there for you on an emotional level. We help people go back and heal those moments.
We have to talk about this again, but unfortunately, in our remaining minute, I want people to know how to get the book, know how to reach you, things like that, because I've already gotten emails saying, I can't listen live today, but I want to know how I can contact this doctor because I'm halfway through the book.
Okay, so what they should do is go on the website,
and that
www.holdmetight.com, and they will find their way to my institute. My institute will put them in touch with me or with the New York Center for Emotionally Focused Therapy, and they can get the book Hold Me Tight on Amazon.com. That's the best way to get it. I think it's, you know, I can't remember. It's about $17. But that's how they can get the book. And it's been incredible fun to talk to you, Larry.
It has been incredible fun, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm hoping that you will come back again.
Sure.
Okay, great. Have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. To my listeners, enjoy the holiday. I'm told that it will be best of next week since it's Thanksgiving. Stay tuned for my good friend Tony Martinetti, far more intelligent person than am I. I am more of a gut person. He's a brains person. I want to thank Sam for holding down the fort for me today when I was unable to get here on a timely manner. And I am just so happy to do this show. And if anybody has a show idea, call me at 212-964-3502 or email me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. This is Larry Bloom. This has been the Divorce Hour. Enjoy your holidays on TalkingAlternative.com.
Bombadida, 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 bombadida,
about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.